Well, it's that time of the year again, son. Have you thought about what you'd like for Christmas?
I would love never to see the face of Tsukasa Hussan again. Other than that, my Christmas would be made if nobody got anything. So I want nothing. Can you get me that? Just wrap up some thin air and I'll open it on Christmas Day.
You are a spoiled sport. I love Christmas personally, so I'm going to get something for you behind your back. And when I get it, you're going to open it and like it. Do you understand?
Do whatever you want, because nobody in this empire is going to feel like celebrating, that's for sure.
I'm just going to go back out to get a tree. Remember to lock up if you go out.
Where are you going to get a tree from? There are no forests left, you know that.
I'll just get something artificial. I was sick of the sight of pine needles last year anyway. They even got inside the wrapping of the presents.
Well, as long as you know that I might be going out, I have to give another speech to the citizens to warn them about Christmas. I'm not locking anything. Nobody would come out of here and live to tell a tale.
I'll leave a key under the plant pot.
After a late breakfast, Saddam goes out of the palace and into the town square, which is just yards away, and gives a speech.
Thank you so much, citizens, for gathering here. I know you had to.
Aren't we called comrades?
Who said that? I want your name and address. No, you are called whatever I want to call you. And I didn't call you, so sit down before a guard takes the chair away from under your ear. Now, back to the speech. As some of you may know, today is the 1st of December. It represents the start of Advent, but it also represents the approach of a much worse thing, Christmas. Now, after the protest last year, I want you all to know one thing. This year there'll be zero tolerance. No mention of the festival must pass from mouth to mouth, and if you normally give someone something, it must stop over Christmas, because it might be construed as a present. And especially no decorations. If any of you fans be putting any of those up, or any of those things you call colourful lights, the only lights you'll be seeing will be those flying around your head. Now, I don't think, as there is any other way, that I could make any of this clearer. So now, in complete and utter unison, I want you to all say you understand.
We understand.
Right, that's it. You're dismissed. I don't have any further time for echoing my voice around here. I bid you farewell. You have, as usual, 10 seconds to leave.
Later in the palace...
I got the tree! I just couldn't find any baubles!
We'll just nick some light bulbs from around the palace and wrap some tint around them. The whole palace will glow red.
Sometimes I think you're absolutely thick, son. Don't remember last year the box room caught fire after doing that? And the room lived up to its name as well?
I'm just going up to my room now.
It's not so you can nick any more of your presents, is it? I saw you opening them, son. Thought you thought Christmas was shit.
I was just wrecking them. I still think it's shit. I don't want any presents. I was just making double sure I wasn't going to get any.
2 weeks later...
Oh, it's you, Mr. Dodd.
Looking forward to Christmas, sir?
No, of course I'm not, and nor should you be. I don't want you wearing anything red and green again.
It was just my protective suit that I was wearing while working in the laboratory. Nothing to do with Santa Claus.
Well, be unprotected then. Just keep that gear off. Why are you in here bothering me anyway?
I heard reports that the secret police have rounded up some carol singers. And now they're in solitary confinement.
Well, can we find out which doors they knocked at? We'll turn up there and give them a knocking to end all knockings. I'll phone up Hamid.
Should Falcon come along, too?
He better have.
Outside a resident of Baghdad's door...
I think this is one of the addresses, sir.
Am I knocking loudly enough, Hamid?
I would think that you could hear it from the palace, sir.
You would hear it from Basra if I knocked.
There's no time for your antics now, Vulcan. This is an intimidation. Be quiet.
Who is it? I'm old.
Well, I can see that. I might be wearing glasses, but you got more wrinkles than the contours on an ordered survey map.
I must apologize, world leader. What have I done? Am I going away?
Yes, of course. But first, I need some information. When did the carol singers knock?
Yes, at about 3 o'clock, I was making some tea.
Tea? Where did you get that?
Off the black market.
Did you give those carol singers anything?
Just a point.
I think we've got an insolent one here, boys. Now, old man, I hope you like the backs of vans. Now, may I step inside?
Oh, yes, why not? You don't have to wipe your feet, world leader.
Oh, I wouldn't, and your mat looks crap.
He walked across a field earlier full of shite.
It was a desert. Get it right, Vulcan. I've got sand in my shoes. What the fuck are those?
Just a couple of mere gifts.
You have broken the law, and you're going to be lucky that we don't break you.
Later, back at the palace...
This is serious, Ahmed. The citizens are taking Christmas into their own hands. If we saw presents in that house, then in how many others could they be?
What do you plan to do?
Oh, I have a plan. I'll call you on the 24th.
On Christmas Eve, it's nearing midnight.
You asked me to wear a black mask. Isn't the night outside dark enough? What's it for, sir?
Just shut up and get in the van. Vulcan, do you have the crowbar?
Yes, but it's a bit bent. Is that okay?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Were you being sarcastic, then?
Believe me, Hamid. People can usually tell when I'm being sarcastic.
I can bend the crowbar back a bit more if you would like.
Just pile into the van. Let's go. Driver, we need to hit the suburbs.
Oh, that's fine, sir. Don't you mean shanty shack towns? And there isn't a city centre to go to anymore.
Damn right there isn't.
Somewhere within the shanty towns, a van with shady character appears. Hamid is wearing a balaclava. Mr. Dodd is in a cat burglar outfit. Vulcan is just himself.
We're here. I need you to go to that house.
You want me to knock on the door?
No. What do you take me for? They're not going to know anything about it.
But I am a civil servant. I don't do burglaries.
You do now. Now, go on. That house isn't going to break into itself.
There's an alarm. Don't you think that might go off?
It is going off. Off the wall. I'll steal it while I'm in there.
I'm not so sure about this.
Look, I just want you to break in. It's not exactly rocket science. Thousands of criminals do it every day. Not that there's much left to steal in this empire anymore. Force entry, if you will. And then I'll take care of the dirty work.
Well, that's like I already did to the citizens' houses when I was with the secret police.
Hamid cuts a perfect hole in the glass with his James Bond-like equipment. Saddam enters.
Now, where are the presents? Little bastards. We've got a tree as well. Total Christmas insolence. Oh, shit, I've forgotten my sack.
Back outside by the van.
Hamid, remember when I asked you to rob that post office? Did you remember the mail sack?
Yes, it's here. It's still got some letters in, though.
Well, don't worry about those. I'll be posting them in the same place I'm putting the presents.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Saddam breaks back into the house and starts taking the presents. Soon his sack is an eighth full. He goes back outside.
Just drop me off down the street, in that house with the gates.
How will you get over the gates, Saddam?
Vulcan, it's crowbar time.
What would you have me do?
Well, since I'm not much for heights, nor gates for that matter.
You want me to climb that gate?
No, burglars will never need to get over it again, if you wrench it.
What should I do?
Just use that crowbar and give the hinges some persuasion.
Vulcan wrestles off the gates like he is Arnold Schwarzenegger. An alarm starts to ring.
Quick! I'll go in while they're distracted, looking for burglars.
The householders come out and start peering down the drive, while Saddam jimmies a drainpipe.
How can they afford this place in my regime? They must have some very conservative views. But they'll pay for this place all right if they have presents. They really have gone behind my back this time. This present is the size of a Christmas tree.
Saddam nearly fills the sack with the presents and leaves with his face stuffed with mince pies.
On to the next house, Hammond. You better drive like you've passed your test.
What test? You can't take one in this country.
The van arrives in one of Baghdad's many shanty towns.
Well, this is a shit district.
You were one of the ones that helped build it, sir.
I may have seen the blueprints, but I didn't think I would ever have to enter the place.
Yes, the houses are smaller than cars.
I thought that this estate looked more...
Why don't you burgle that one, sir?
How can I burgle that, Hammond? I can't even fit into it. It looks smaller than the shed inside my shed.
Saddam breaks into a house and nicks a coin off the floor. He returns to the van.
Why did the wall crumble in that house when I went past it?
The house was made of earth, and by the looks of it, some of that wall is returning to it.
Well, it's all collapsing now. I think we'd better get out of here.
Oh, my house! It's ruined! If Christmas were allowed to make it, it would be ruined!
The burgling van, containing Saddam and cohorts, reaches the next house, which is slightly bigger than the last one.
Halt! I want to burgle that one.
Are you sure? It looks like someone is already there.
You know who I am, Hamid? I could just take any one of these houses at will, not just the presents.
You might as well go, but I have a bad feeling about this.
Keep your feelings to yourself, son. And Vulcan, you go round the back. Dodd, you can distract the residents.
How should I do that?
I don't know. Pretend to be a carol singer.
But, sir...
I don't want to hear it, Dodd. I just don't want to hear it. The next thing I want to hear from you is Merry Christmas, Everybody, by Slade.
I've already broken in. It's all yours.
How so quickly?
I prized the cat flap out, and some of the wall came away with it. You can fit through there.
Well, they're looking suspicious now through the window. Better start singing, Dodd.
While the residents are distracted, Saddam sneaks around the back and enters into the kitchen.
Ho, 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 and who, may I ask, is this? Get to bed!
Santa Claus, I didn't know you were real, but what you're doing is highly illegal.
Ho, 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 breaking in, but it's all in good faith.
I'll decide what faith you have. Now, your presents, hand them over.
Ho, 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 but they took a year to make.
And I'd bet a second to break. Give them here so I can sack them.
Oh, the stress. I think I'll have a mince pie.
Only if you like eating cat crap.
Ho, 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 surely not the mince pies. How could you know I was coming?
What other night were you going to show up? Look, children, it's Santa Claus. I told you he existed. Yes, that's right, existed. As far as you're concerned, Christmas is over before it even began. And it isn't even the 25th.
Me and the secret police followed you and your movements in Lapland throughout the year right to your overnight operation on the 24th.
Yes, you see, we knew you'd drop presents against the Empire's orders, so we went round the houses undoing your work.
Until we caught up with you here, it's all over.
You're under arrest. I'd like to remind you that you have a right to silence.
Ho, ho, ho.
Remember, you do have a right to silence. Now, family, show's over here. So go back to bed. I won't arrest you this time. But in April, don't even think about taking the piss and celebrating Easter as well. Now, Hamid, let's just get out of here. And Santa, you're restricted to Lapland.
Back at the palace, it's Christmas morning.
Where were you last night? I was worried about you. But then I remembered how much of a bastard you are.
I'll just be off to my room to fill in my rulebook diaries.
Why don't you look under the tree? There might be something from Father Christmas.
It can't be much. It looks as flat as a card.
Open it.
It's a piece of paper.
Something's written on it.
Don't steal my presents, and next time I might get you something.
Well, don't worry, son. I've got you something.
Really?
Psych!